Welcome to Preservation of One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. Listen, so last night when I was up and I was about to start writing, I told y'all how I do it. Talk, text, writing. So anyway, when I was about to get started with that, I was just looking at my whole process, y'all. Before I could do anything, I was listening to music that motivates me, okay? And listen, what's so crazy? Half the stuff I listen to, y'all wouldn't even believe that I actually listen to it, but kind of old school, you know? Or whatever. But anyway, I was just paying attention to like my process, and I always pay attention to my process whenever I'm writing and really pay attention, you know, anything that I do or whatever and say. So anyways, just thinking about my whole writing process and how I was listening to some music. I was listening to some Bob Marley. I was listening to Skip Marley, Exodus. Jamming Bob Marley. What I was listening to, I was listening to the Spinners, Rubber Band Man. I was listening to Maze, Love is the Key. I was listening to some Mary J. Blige. Also, I listened to Cher. I listened to Celine Dion. Those are like two of my, and those are like in my top 10. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I just was listening to so much different stuff. And y'all know how I love me a good gospel song. Yes. Because I was listening to Jason Nelson, Shifting the Atmosphere. Listen, all this music is so different. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I was just listening, you know, like how you create your playlist and all this stuff. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. But for me, especially when I need to be alert, I'm listening to something that's going to keep my attention. Something that's more upbeat or whatever. But anyways, I was, it was so many different songs or whatever. But yeah, just so I can stay up and, you know what I'm saying, get some stuff done. You know what I'm talking about? Or whatever. And I don't have writer's block. Excuse me, I don't have writer's block, but it's very important, you know, when you got your story and when you got it set, and just keeping that set, keeping that flow. And I think I've said that multiple times. I can't say it enough or whatever. So it's like, even though the process has started, but it's like the brainstorming part. You know what I'm saying? I talked about that. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a more simplified way to explain it. But, yeah, just the brainstorming part or whatever. I got my storyline, so I already know what it is, you know. But it's just trying to keep along that same storyline, which is not hard. Well, hell, it is hard. It is hard keeping along that storyline, because like I said, you come up with so many ideas when you're writing. But just the storyline and trying to find the medium of that situation. Because one thing about with writing, you can say, hey, I'm going to do 750 pages, right? That 750 pages can turn into 3,000 pages very easily as a writer. You know what I'm saying? Or as a creative person. Hey, I'm only going to do 50 pages. You know, and it's very easy for it to turn into 10,000 pages. You know what I'm saying? It depends on you as a person if you really want to put that much in it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to extend it out to where people, I guess, because you can write it to where it's not as long and people just really enjoy it and get a grasp of it. But everybody's mind is different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's mind is different and everybody's process is different. But it's not hard to write a longer story or whatever. And then it's also so many things, because like, when most companies, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, if you got a contract with the publishing company and they're like, hey, look, I need you to write, you know, your book needs to be this length long. You know what I'm saying? Your book need to be 10 pages long, or at least have 40 chapters. They'll come to you and they'll say that, and you got to fulfill it or whatever. But however, if you are an indie artist or self-publishing artist, you may can write up to between 3,000 to 5,000 pages, if that, 3,000 to 5,000 pages for free. But when you write over those pages, the allotted amount of pages that's going to be free, they're going to tax you. That's where they make the money. That's where they make a lot of their money at, too. They make money either way. But that's where they make a lot of their money at. They counting and betting on you writing over the allotted pages that you sign up for when you get your package. And I told y'all that before, too. So it's like, then it's like you got to dial everything back to make sure you fit within that guideline, so you ain't got to spend about an extra $3,000 to $5,000. No cap. You know what I'm saying? No cap. You know, every company is different. Technicality part of it with the writing, where it gets so costly and gets so expensive. Marketing get expensive. And the technicalities of when you're finishing up your project, when you're putting it together, and the changes that you make and all that stuff, that's where it gets real expensive at. But to just write a book itself is not that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not expensive, and there's a whole lot of ways you can go about it cheaper. You can do it yourself where you don't use your company, where you don't use a company. With the company that I was using for my first book, man, that company, they I don't recommend them. I ain't even gonna lie. I even thought about using them for my second book. When I had the kind of realization about some stuff, it wasn't even, it was more so the principle. It wasn't what, you know, about me going to New York. It wasn't even really so about that, but it was the principles of it. Because if I paid for said services, then I feel like I need to get all of said services. You know what I'm saying? And I told y'all about the whole marketing thing and the links and all that stuff. So, you know, you got to be very doggone careful with these companies, because, you know, their job is to get the doggone money. It's just so tricky. But make sure you go over your contract that you sign, you know, as close as doggone possible. And it's up to us to make them fulfill everything in the contract that's said. And one thing about it, even with everything that's in the contract that's said, whatever they could have left out the contract, being sneaky and scamming, eventually somebody gonna tell you what you're supposed to do anyway. That's within that company. So, you know, you just got to be. I feel like if we just sue these companies more, that'll just make them act right, because they be on some foolishness. Anyways, so yeah, when you're writing your book, if your company tell you only got to write so many pages, or hey, you can write an extra such and such pages for $900 or $1,000, or for every paragraph after allotted amount of pages, then it's $50. It's like all kind of doggone, what you call it? All kind of doggone periods and exclamation points and commas and everything else goes out the window. No, it does. It can, especially if you want to get it done at a certain date or a certain time. It's like all kind of stuff. What's the word I'm looking for them? I can't even remember it. But it's tricky, because the thing about it is, when you get to certain points in it, you can't stop, because if you stop, then it might take you a whole nother year or two to finish the project. Then you're going to run into problems with that company, because they're saying, hey, yeah, you paid your money, but this book should have been finished a year ago. And to us, we could be thinking like, it doesn't matter. You got paid. If I finish it 10 years from now, then, you know, we should be good. But it's not a guarantee that a company is going to be in business for 10 years from now. So it's like, you don't want to stop while you're in the progress. You want to go ahead and write it on through. Like, for me personally, I feel like there's no such thing as a perfect book. You know what I'm saying? Or a perfect way to write it, right? I mean, well, it is, but hell no, it ain't. Because even in some of the best books, there are still, you know, errors. There's room for errors. We are human. Everybody's budget for a book is different too. But anyways, long story, but it at the end of the day, look, don't get caught up in that foolishness there. When you get caught up in that foolishness there, that's where you get stagnated, and that's when you stop. And then that's when you end up shelving your book or the idea of your book because you decided to stop because you got caught up in the technicality. Listen, the thing about it is, regardless of whoever like it or not, you're writing the book for you. You're not writing it. You're writing it for everybody else to read and enjoy, you know, your work. But basically what it all boils down to is you're writing it for you. You see what I'm saying? And you don't want to start it and then don't finish it. Then you'll be sitting up a year, it's been a went by. You'll be mad at yourself because you didn't complete it. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. It's easy to procrastinate. Sometimes it's hard to start. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, you always hear people telling you now is the time to start because there's no certain thing as a perfect time. That's the God honest truth, you know? That's the God honest truth. The perfect time to start now. While you're in a storm, the perfect time is to start in that storm. The rawness, the boldness, the emotions, whatever it is going to reflect in your work, right? That's why a lot of times when people, when they go through hardships, breakups, however the case may be in songs, you can feel it. You can feel their emotions in a song because it's being expressed through their music. It's being expressed through their art, like how you see some artwork and it's kind of dark. They're expressing what they're feeling on the inside to the world. You know what I'm saying? And some people may look at it like, this is brilliant, this is phenomenal, you know, this is, because it's capturing something inside of them to make them gravitate towards it. Experiences, or hey, I know what it feels like, I know what that feels like, then they buy it. Probably because a lot of people know what they feel like. It's relatable. Even if you're happy, even if you're jolly, even if you're content, even if you're just neutral. You know what I'm saying? It will show. But the biggest key point of all of this here is when all other processes, you know what I'm saying? If you break it down, hell, it can easily be broken down into what? Hell, at least 20. 20 stages of writing. 75 stages of writing, 100 stages of writing, depends on who's writing, right? And whatever it is that they do to get to those, whatever, however they do their stages or whatever it is that they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? However they do them, okay, stage one, okay, sitting at the computer. You know what I'm saying? Grabbing a chair, stage one. Stage two, pulling the chair up to the computer. Three, the nerve to write. Four, I'm going. I'm actually typing. You know, something like that. I'm being overdramatic. But something like that, I guess. But either way the case may be, whatever it is, whatever stage you're in, whatever space you're in, it's okay. Just go ahead and write it. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a darn how... Somebody's going to like it. I don't care how you made it feel like, hey, this might not be good enough. Or, hey, I couldn't do it like I wanted to. That's how I felt from my first book, right? But at the end of the day, guess what? Still do it. You know what I'm saying? Be a part of that history as a writer. You know, people are always going to judge whatever you do, good or bad. But like I say, the reason why I say you're doing it for you is because, one, it's your work. Two, you're a step above many others that wanted to write a book or wanted to write anything that did not. But you chose to be bold and you stepped out and you wrote a book. Huh? You did your thing. So, hey, I mean, get started. It only gets better in time. Took writing, have never did, you know, have whatever's clever. It does not matter. Get started. And when you get started, do not stop. When you get started, even if you got to psych yourself up to find the happiness in it, for you to finish it, do it, because it's so daunting, and it's so, you know, it's very tedious, you know what I'm saying? So even if you got that, that's why a lot of people pay other people to write their books for them, because it's actually a lot of hard work, hands down. That's some hard work to write a book, all jokes aside. But if you want to write it yourself. You just got to buckle down and do it and just don't stop. So for me personally, I feel like this thing, when you write it yourself, is more authentic. You put, these are your words, this is you actually putting it on paper. You know what I'm saying? You actually did that yourself. And besides, you ain't got to pay nobody for writing your book for you. Which there's nothing wrong with that, but you ain't got to pay nobody to write your book for you. You know what I'm saying? But either way, yeah. So you can be like, look, I did that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and just be, and you happy and you're comfortable with that because you pushed yourself to a level that you never thought that you would be able to achieve. So to do it and to get it published is a phenomenal thing. And I'm saying all of this because every time I turn around, I'm always hearing somebody, I want to write a book. I'm going to write a book. You have inspired me to write a book. What do I write about? How do I write? Write this, write that, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? And I always tell them, or make it a point to say, look, just do it. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm telling you, when you start, don't stop. Because when you start, right, life is going to get rocky. Life going to get doing some foolishness. Well, I ain't going to say some foolishness. Life is, it'll start testing you. I'm going to say that. But through it all, somehow, you got to find the, I don't know, like I said, it's hard. But through it all, you got to find a way to get it done somehow, right? Anyways, I'm your host, Alexandria August. I do believe in you. And I just hope that you trust the process and the uncertainty of the process and get it done. Don't forget to get a copy of A Conversation with Alexandria August. Don't forget to meet me at the Black National Book Festival in Houston, Texas from October the 17th through the 19th. Thank you.